Freestyle Friday.
What's up? This is your boy 16 King, and this is the Distraction Network with the segment called Campfire, a segment where we sit back and tell stories about things that happened in the past, present, or future. Let's not forget those psychic readers. But this particular story happened in the past, where my brother, my older brother, tried to convince me that the receiver for the Minnesota Vikings, Chris Carter, was the same Chris Carter that either directed or developed or created the show The X-Files. And he tried to convince me of this, and I was like, nah, it's not true. And he was like, nah, because I heard John Madden on the telecast say this. And the Minnesota Vikings wide receiver has to go home and develop another segment or another episode on the show X-Files. But yeah, Dan, I really think he's going to do a great job doing it, man. And I'm sitting here like, man, whatever. Like, I knew it wasn't true. But, you know, when somebody throw you a nugget of information like that, it's always stuck in the back of your head and shit. So, I think I was reading a newspaper article. Yeah, that's how long ago this was. I think I was reading a newspaper article, and the article was talking about Chris Carter. And I noticed he spelled his name C-R-I-S. And so, you know, I'm sitting here like, wait, hold up. I'm sitting here with this knowledge. I waited till Sunday on another episode of X-Files, and at the end where it showed the creator's name, he spelled it C-H-R-I-S. I said, so how is... I look at my brother, I said, so how is he the same people if one spells it with an H and one spells it with an R? He said, oh, that's just network television. They prefer it with an H, so that's how they do it. And I'm sitting here like, are you trying to tell me a icon like Chris Carter would allow a network to just change his name and he'd be cool with it? Like, now with, you know, brand management and all that shit like that, like, I think taking the H out is pretty important to him. But that is one lie that he never confessed upon. I'm bringing you this campfire story to ask you, are there lies or a lie, a big-ass lie, that your sibling has told you that you knew wasn't true, but you just let it ride because they're your sibling? Hit us up and let us know. Once again, this is your boy 16 King, Distraction Network. We out. Black by popular demand, baby.
Good morning, evening, or afternoon. You're listening to Freestyle Friday on the Distraction Network. I am your host, Holiday. I wanted to come to y'all today. It's going to be a regular Freestyle Friday. I'm going to talk to y'all real quick about a few things. First, I want to let y'all know what's been going on with me. Woo! All right. I might have mentioned this over the last couple of sessions, last couple of times I talked to you guys, but we've been hit after hurricane after hurricane after hurricane. I must say, my condolences, my shout outs, my positive energy goes out to all that, the victims and the people who are dealing with hardships through the last three hurricanes that we had. we didn't really feel the last one that much. I forgot what kind it was. What was the name of that last hurricane? Hurricane Milton. We didn't really have any damage from Hurricane Milton at all. However, during Debbie, we lost four cars. Three cars, an RV. Started working on those three cars, and then What's next one? Helen. We got hit by Helen and lost the same two of those cars, and the RV got hit again. So, two of the last three hurricanes we've been hit. And fortunate enough for me, we've been able to fix those out of pocket. I did try to get insurance claims on them, but insurance denied my claims. So we had to fix them ourselves. Even earlier today, I went and got one of my cars fixed, and a couple of weeks ago, and there was an issue with the fix, so I had to take it back today on a Sunday to fix the issue that they didn't fix to begin with. So, yeah, it is 6 o'clock on a Sunday, and the WNBA game comes on in 2 hours. So I'm going to record this, and I'm going to get my ass on that road so I can go watch hopefully the Lynx beat down New York. Now, the Lynx in New York play at 8 o'clock Eastern time tonight. Y'all won't see this till Friday, but I'm going to give you a rundown. Not really a rundown. I'm going to talk about this like my uncle would. New York has no teams that win at all. All the teams in New York stink. I'm talking about the Knicks. The New York Knickerbockers been sucking since the 90s, mid-90s. Y'all don't ever win shit. The Jets suck. Buffalo suck. The Giants suck. Y'all ain't got no – y'all teams – all y'all teams suck. The Nets suck. Y'all had three of the top five players in the league on one team, arguably, and still couldn't win that. anyway, I know it's sabotage anytime Harden's on the team, but still, y'all couldn't win anything, man. And that's crazy. That's wild. But anyway, New York and Liberty can be the first basketball team in a very, very, very long time to bring something to New York. I just don't want it to happen. I don't want it to happen because of last year, like the Aces. And they beat the Aces this year. No, did they beat the Aces? Yeah, they beat the Aces. They beat the Aces this year. So I'm not a big fan of New York. However, I'm not a hater of New York Liberty at all. So if they win, I won't be as happy, but I'll be happy for them. You feel me? The Lynx, though, I just like that team. Mr. Williams, Courtney Williams. I remember Courtney Williams for when she beat that girl ass at the food truck in Atlanta. I probably shouldn't bring that shit up, but hey, man, she was on one, man. And I remember her. I think she was on Connecticut's team when they faced the Aces in the finals, and she was just happy to be there. So, with her being all on her back, like, she's like, I'm in my Birkin bag. Last game, she was in her Birkin bag. They was at the Target Center, so she should have said she was in her Target bag. You know what I'm saying? Should have got some promotion going on, maybe got a little extra few dollars in her pocket for that. But, you know what I'm saying? I'm cheering for her. I'm cheering for Kaya to go out there and rock that. Sabrina's cool, man. Her and Kaya, her daughter's really cool with Kaya. But I'm not into New York for this series, man. When I watched the game, I thought I was going to be on New York side, but I was really liking Courtney and the way she was dribbling up and down, breaking ankles. and also the Liberty has a squad full of killers. They assembled that team together to beat the Aces, and they couldn't do it last year. But Sabrina, JJ, they got what's that girl name? She just changed her name, her last name. She just got married. What's her name? Man, I gotta go look up the roster because I can't remember their names by heart. Excuse me, I do have a little cold. Well, ain't no real cold. Laney Hamilton. Yeah, it messed me up when they put Hamilton at the end. They got Laney Hamilton, which I think is the most consistent player on that team. She's the one that scares me the most because she has a full game, and with her full game, she could beat you inside. She could shoot the three. She big bodied, like not in a not in a truck kind of way, but she's like a little a Cadillac, like a Cadillac. So she's not. She's solid. That's what I say. She's solid. And she can get anywhere. Breonna Stewart, everybody knows her. That's the superstar that everyone talks about on that team. But, again, they got Sabrina Ionescu. In the backfield, they got Vandersloot. I said backfield, but in backcourt, they got Vandersloot, who was at one point a dead shot three-point shooter. Whoop ass. But anyway, their starting five could beat any starting five other than the Aces. And the Aces this year, you know what? Aces ain't in it this year. Let me take that name out of my mouth. But because they were set to beat the Aces like that, this should be a cakewalk, but the Lynx, they're not the cake. They are not cake. But they're good, man. They're really good. So when I watched the game, I thought I was rooting for the underdog, but they are not underdogs. One of the things about the WNBA is there's only 12 teams. So since there's only 12 teams, you are really getting the best. Those 144 people that are out there playing on that team, you're getting the best on every team. Like, the Aces really did stack the deck and get like 3-4 years ahead of everyone in a summer. But that very next year, everyone else started doing what they were doing. Everyone, if you go look at WNBA 2020 in the bubble and then go look at WNBA this year, no, last year, go look at the Aces team in 2020, what's 24? So 23, 22. Go look at the Aces team in 2021 and then go look at the Aces team in 2023. And then look at any team in 2022 and go look at them today. They're all a lot slimmer, a lot more cut, and they got a lot more endurance. They can run up and down the floor, and they're a lot more aggressive. Like, the WNBA has always been an aggressive sport. They're more aggressive than the NBA, which is what I tell y'all all the time. But I say all that to say they done caught up. So what we thought was going to happen with the Aces, they might win 3-4 times. They only got 2 out of it. And they're going to have to get themselves together next year. They're going to next year, the two of the next teams are coming in. So they're going to have 2 new teams. They're going to raise it back up to 14. And with those 2 new teams, they're going to be each team that's already in the WNBA is only going to have 6 positions that they can save. So the team's going to break up. Coaching staffs are going to be broken up. So we don't know really what we're about to get into next year when it comes to the WNBA. And I like that. I like that. I'm really looking forward to Atlanta next year, though. I want Atlanta to be my new team. But A.J. Wilson's on the Aces. So just like in the NBA, I root for LeBron. I don't root for a team. So it's where LeBron go, I go. And with the WNBA, it's where A.J.'s at. That's where I'm going to be. But Atlanta's going to be my team. I really like the Atlanta squad. But just keeping it into the championship tonight, in an hour and 45 minutes. I'm going for the Lynx. Hopefully, that's who's going to win tonight. If not, kudos to New York as well. But hopefully the Lynx whoop their ass by at least 20 points so I won't have to be all anxious and everything. All right, that's all that I have for that. I want to go to the election real quick because that is, it's October the 20th. So we are VR troopers. We are 16 days away from election day. I'm going to vote early, but election day is the 5th. We probably won't find out who won the election unless it's a landslide. We won't find out who won the election at least until like Friday or Saturday. If it's a close count, then we're not going to find out. So I want to address a couple of things with that. First of all, I want to talk about voting pockets, right? There's a lot of people out there saying that. I talked about this on last Freestyle Friday. But there's a lot of people belittling black men for their vote, saying that we don't stick behind black women. I can't say that's true fully. I can't say that's true. So here's what I want to say. Black women vote. They basically saved the last election, period, for Biden. They voted against Trump at the highest margin. I think it was like, I could pull it up, but it was like 3% or something like that that voted for Trump. All right, voter turnout in the U.S. elections, I want to see 2020. Maybe I did that wrong. So how many Americans voted in 2020? Let's see. USA Facts. Boom, boom. Ooh, voter turnouts. All right, so in-person election day, Northeast, Midwest, Southwest, not interest, lack of interest. Wrong. Anyway. Let's see. Voter turnout in United States presidential elections, 2020 presidential election votes registration table. Voting and registration table. So let's see if this is it. I already read this before. Let's see, census program surveys. All right. Maybe I won't find it this time. All right, so we could say as far as voting against Trump or voting Democratic, right? Black women were the most lock in step than everybody, period. And they voted against Trump. They voted for Biden. For Biden. White women in a very, very, very high margin. White men was higher. But white men voted heavy Trump. White women voted heavy Trump. Not as much as white men, though. Then it was black women voted heavy Biden. Black men voted heavy Biden. However, their number was like 12%, 8%, something like that. No, I was disappointed in it because it was in the 80s. So it was like 12% or something like that towards Trump. And I think black women was like 3%. It was very, very, very low when it goes to voting for Trump. That's where we need black men at. Like, we're not voting as strong for, we're not voting as strong against Trump as black women are. But we can definitely win the election, help the black women win the election if we was trending more towards what the women are doing instead of going off and doing our own thing. And I think that's mostly because we are out in this world having all these conversations with all these white people all the time. and they definitely think differently than we do. And I don't want to make it seem like white people don't think like black people or something like that. I could say that they don't go through what we go through on a daily basis. But if you're around them all the time, and if you are mainly in your home and then you go to work with these white people and you don't be out in the streets and things don't happen to you and stuff like that, you might get construed along the way and forget the struggles and the strives of the black community. And that is a thing. It happens. less the black women, because black women do something what black men don't do, and that is speak honestly and truthfully towards each other. And white people too. But that's a big difference. Anyway, so what I'm saying is we do have people like I think this weekend Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown came out for Trump. Yeah. But I mean, those are the people that we would expect to come out for Trump anyway. I mean, you have half the rap community, black males, they be out there trumping. From 2016 until literally last year, I've seen rappers, and even when them shoes came out, I've seen rappers all over Trump. They support that dude. And they forget, man. They forget. Like, you rap about all these struggles. Lil Wayne rap about all these struggles. What's that dude's name? Noriega rap about all these struggles. Fat Joe, all them struggles. 50 Cent, all them. Like, you rap about all these struggles, and I don't know who 50 Cent's advocating for, but I know who everybody else is advocating for. I know who took pictures with Trump and supported him during the last couple of days of the campaign in 2020. I know who's been talking about it on their podcast all the time. So, I mean, they do whatever. And I don't think that's cool. but I think going the way that Beyonce, even Taylor Swift, but we're talking about black people. So black women like Beyonce, just putting their mind forward and letting people know what they're thinking. And yeah, they're not forgetting. They're not forgetting. However, you do have black men, and I'm just using these rappers and these two football players as reference as black men not sticking by. And I also say that is just a small percentage of the black community anyway. I know a few black people like that, a few black men that will Trump on. And same way, man, I treat them the same way. I talk to them the same way. Like, it is weird. It is weird. Especially if you come up in a community like me, if you came up poor, if you came up being discriminated against, and then you hear someone misuse that same language. You hear somebody talk to you just like that, or talk to the public just like that. And even now, that dude is delusional. But if you listen to someone talk like that and then go in and put that trap mark for them, I don't believe you. You need more people. I don't listen to them as much anymore because of that. Because I can't have you poisoning my brain when I know that's some bullshit. Really. So I wanted to talk about that real quick. But while we're on that, we definitely need black men to trend more towards the way the women trended last time. There should be a very low turnout for Trump in the black community. And even lower than the last time. Because The reason why the race is so close right now is because of white people. And mostly the least understandable part of it is white women. I don't understand how they vote like that. But again, if you are in the same house and you're being listened to the same way, like you out here, they're telling you, you don't have control over your own body. And you're like, okay, daddy. Anyway, man. While saying that, I do want to say we don't need Kamala. If you ever hear anything that I say again, I want you to hear this. We don't need another Biden in office. I understand how the government works. When you get in this office on January the 20th, we need you to do a couple of things. We need you to pull away from what Biden did. We don't need another Joe Biden in office. He's done a lot. However, we need that focus more on the community. And by the community, I don't mean the black community. I mean middle and lower class, like you said. Minimum wage should not be $7.25 on January the 21st. Rent needs to be capped off, because if you cannot make three times your rent, you're not eligible for an apartment in most places. Therefore, rent should be capped off at three times the minimum wage. And it makes sense. You should have places that are capped off at three times the minimum wage. If minimum wage is $7.25 an hour, I'm sorry, I said it backwards. Rent should be not more than one third of minimum pay, or median pay. I said median pay. So if there's $7.25 an hour, that should be basically whatever that is should be mortgage. A rent. Because you need to make three times more than that in order to be able to afford the rent. Really. If I say it again, this time slower. If you have to make three times the rent in order to be able to qualify for a lease, then monthly rent should be no more than one third of the median pay in an area. If the median pay is $15 an hour in an area, then rent should be one third of that. It should be capped off. It definitely 100% should be capped off. Meanwhile, you should also raise minimum wage. Right now, minimum wage should be somewhere around $21 following inflation. If you don't want minimum wage to be $21, then we should cap off inflation. Inflation has to stop. But it's bad for the American dollar for inflation to stop. So we need to be raising that pay up. And for people that say, if you raise it up that high, they're going to make more than teachers. No, that's not the way it goes. When you raise minimum wage, we got to raise everybody else's pay. Flood the economy with money. We have it. You want to know how I know we have it? Because we send it everywhere else. We're paying taxes for everybody else. So we need to be Kamala. We need to put our money back on ourselves. Rent should be affordable. Food should be affordable. And you know what we need to reinstitute? Unions. We cannot trust companies to be excuse me. We cannot trust companies to be our gods. We can't trust companies to be our government. We have, right now, we'll talk about Elon Musk. Elon Musk is a billionaire, whatever. I would say he's not. He's worth over $1 billion. But the fact that he had to take out a loan and inflate the prices of Tesla in order to afford that loan, it tells you something. And it tells me two things. One, him owning Twitter, and I'm going to call it Twitter because my last name is X, and I ain't about to be calling him X. Him buying Twitter, he basically bought the equivalent of the post office. Like, basically, the way of communicating of today is right there on Twitter. And he kneecapped it immediately. And now he's using it. I mean, he was just caught building fake, well, he didn't build them, but sponsoring fake accounts for Kamala Harris, fake websites for Kamala Harris. Like, he's also defunding Twitter, not posting ads for certain people. He's out there lock in step campaigning for another person, for Trump. So it's not bipartisan. Like, he owns something huge, and is out here campaigning for someone else, which is not fair to the public. I mean, you can do whatever you want to do as a person, but he's also bringing that into his business. He's not running his business bipartisan. He's not running his business fairly to both parties. The fact that he built those fake websites or sponsors those fake websites or have anything to do with those fake websites, he should be in front of Congress right now. So you can't trust business owners to mean the best for the people that work for them, because business owners only want to make money. I own three. And my guess is every morning is, how can I make more money? How can I make money for my company? And all mine are started from the ground. And they're all like, how can I make money for my companies? How can I make more money for my companies? And do I need to shut a company down in order to spend more time and focus on this? Can I do that? I mean, those are the things that I'm doing. But I believe in paying people. So one of the issues I have is, if you work for me, I'm going to pay you. And I'm going to pay you well. I'm going to pay you. I'm never going to pay anybody less than what minimum wage should be. Not what it is, what it should be. So anybody that does any kind of work for me per hour, they're pretty satisfied with the payout. So anyway, unions is important, because then you have the workers able to stand up for themselves. So we need to advocate for unions more as well. Like, if you ever want to understand how important a union is, go look at the reason why these police officers commit crimes and then go to another police station. I just read right before I sat down to talk to y'all that a police officer beat the brakes off his wife. They took his gun, gave his gun back to him nine months later, and then he killed his wife with it. So you can look on the internet, and you don't have to look for far. Pretty much every month, I want to venture to say every week, you got a police officer that's being transferred because he committed a crime and needs to get out of that precinct so he'd be in another precinct so it could be harder to charge him. and that's unions. Unions are able to do that. Why do we have a police city coming up in Atlanta? Why does New York make $6 billion for their police department every year? Why is L.A. flying helicopters around? I think New York is $8 billion, though. Why is helicopters flying around New York all the time? Like, all this money that we give to the police because of unions. So that's how strong unions are. Nobody likes police. Even white people don't like police. And if you ever want to understand that, pull a white person over. Or I go look at that footage from January the 6th, 2020. You'll see how much white people don't like. White people hate police more than black people. We just make songs about it. Fuck the police. Fuck the police. Fuck the police. Niggas love to hate. Fuck the police. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We make songs about it. But we understand the need for police sometimes. And definitely white people can't stand the police. You could pull a white person over and it's over. But they don't get killed. That's the issue. Anyway, unions are very important. But Kamala, we definitely 100% don't need another Joe Biden in the office. We need you to be your own person. We need you to stop this war in Gaza. Stop sending stuff over there. Like, Israel cannot defend themselves against... They're not defending themselves. Let's talk about Israel real quick. Benjamin Netanyahu is a Hitler. Like, I am not being anti-Semitic when I say this. I'm speaking the truth. You guys have been around long enough to see yourselves become the enemy. That shit that Benjamin Netanyahu is doing is exactly what Hitler was doing in Germany. It's the reason why we had World War II. Like, he's doing the exact same thing. The only thing is, he's been helped by the United States. He's been helped by the UN. Don't need to stop that. We don't need to send troops over there. Biden's about to send troops over there. We don't need to send troops. Fuck that. Yeah, they're going to get attacked. Because they're out there attacking people. We set them up. The United Nations set them up. I mean, before there was United Nations, they set them up and gave them land and gave them weapons to defend themselves. They used those weapons to attack and push back and attack and push back. I think we're 40 years down the road now. They still attacking. 50 years down the road, they still attacking and pushing back. And what they're doing right now is ungodly. They're starving people just because they are people. They are not. Like, that is not right. Like, I could understand if we lose the election and blame that on Biden. If we lose the election in Wisconsin because of the Palestinians and the way they're voting, that's all on Biden. Like, we should not be there. We should not be there messing with them. We should not be there helping. We should not be giving them weapons to attack people. Oh, my wife just asked for some food. So I guess I'll be leaving soon. Yeah, we should not be doing that. We 100% should not be sending weapons over to Israel so that they could attack other people for them. The war should be over. They just killed the Hamas leader. So we're done. We're done. War should be over. Make that man stop. You're the United Nations. We're the U.S. And if you understand the way the U.S. and the United Nations work, we are literally the say in what goes on. Stop that motherfucker. Like, just stop him. Don't go defend him against Iran or anybody like that. That's none of our business. I do support helping Ukraine out, but nah, if you want to do something, go over there and help Gaza keep their territory and get some of their territory back. Because that's not what was agreed to. We've been letting the Israelites sit over there and have more privileges than the people that own that land, that grew up in that land, that ancestry owns that land. We moved them back and said they can't go past a certain point, and then let the Israelites, Jewish people, go into that same area. Like, the Jewish people could cross the land. Gaza can't. I mean, the Palestinians can't. Right now, I mean, right before all this stuff started, and the reason why it started was because we just slowly killing, and I say we because we're the United States. Israel, United Nations, United States. we've been just sitting by letting them slowly gas off Gaza. Slowly picking them off, little bit by little bit. Anyway, but we can't do that. We have to stop Netanyahu from doing what he's doing and stop defending him. He's really out here. We have possibly a Hitler coming into office if Kamala doesn't win. And we definitely have a Hitler over in Israel right now. And those are my words. That is not the words of the Distraction Network. I'm joking. That's Distraction Network is me too. but we need to stop that. Like, I don't understand. I do not understand why we are so headstrong over letting them people do whatever they want to do. Like, I don't. Most Israelites aren't even with this. Like, we have now entered the territory of genocide, and it's America, we rely on it. And that's going to hurt us in the long run, because everybody's sick and tired of Israel over there. And they're not putting it in our news, but if you go look at world news, if you go look at the BBC, if you go look at news in Africa and Egypt, if you go look at news over in, even in Europe, they said, like, all those other areas over there in Africa, because what we call the Middle East is actually the northern tip of Africa. It's the African tip that's between Europe and Asia. But all of them people are getting tired of it. And it's more than just Iran that want to gear up against Israel. And Israel better stop. And it'll be their own fault. Like, they can get torn the fuck off this earth. Like, really. And we're allowing it. If you know the history over there, you will understand that those people, other than being placed there by the United Nations, they really have no rights to that land. They have what they call religious rights to that land. But if you go over there, if you go look at the people, all right, so just think about this. I live in South Carolina. I live in Georgia. I have 6 kids. 3 of my kids decide they're going to move to Georgia, to my home in Georgia. 3 of my kids decide they're going to stay in South Carolina. Years from now, my kids that moved to Georgia and all their ancestors, all their kids and all that, all the downline decide they want to move back to the land in South Carolina. So we take my kids and all their lineage that stayed in South Carolina, move them 20 miles down the road, all into one apartment complex, and tell them they got to stay there. And then all my kids that moved to Georgia, all their downline gets to live on the land in South Carolina. So they have acres on top of acres on top of acres to live and build their houses and thrive on top of it. And then they decide, this is not enough. We want them apartments too. So some of them go move into those apartments, and we kick them out. Some of my other kids, their lineage that lives in the apartments, we start kicking them out so that the other kids' lineage could live there. Like, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. And then some of my other kids' lineage, some of them say, hey, y'all about to go get some free land in South Carolina? And some, they let it be known. And then people that's nowhere in my lineage just hops on board and say, hey, you know what? I'm going to claim Adams. I'm going to claim Adams. I'm going to go live on that land too. So some of the people aren't even from my lineage anyway. But they got all the rights to my land that I left for my kids. They got all the rights to my apartment, the apartment complex that was cleared out for my other kids. And they have the ability to kick my other kids out of those apartments. Like, that's basically what's going on in Gaza right now. Like, some of those people never, they by bloodline, you can't even connect them to that land. But they live there and they have more privileges than the people that lived in that land for hundreds of years. For hundreds of years. And it's not fair. It's not fair to them. And then on top of that, the United States and the United Nations give them weapons, not only to defend themselves, but to attack more people. So that's the problem there. Like, and that's the basic history of that land. And anybody who's Pan-African and know anything about Zionism and all that, the black side of it, true Zionism is not attached to land, period. And especially not that land. Zion is in a different part of Africa. Not that part of Africa. I'm not getting into that today. But you guys, I'm in America, so I'm going to try to keep it American and pretend to be a little bit more dumber. Oh, yeah. I forgot something. Let's go back a little bit. Donald Trump out here talking about other men's penises. Did y'all hear about that? No? If you did not hear about it, that's because he did it on a Friday. No, he did on a Saturday. Donald Trump actually worked at McDonald's. He wanted to be like Kamala so bad, he started working at McDonald's yesterday. He probably worked about a 10-minute shift. You know what I'm saying? Went in there, looked at some fries, and then got his ass back on that road. But I'm just going to say it like this. The man was talking about Arnold Palmer's penis and how amazing his penis was. Ew. All right. That's all I got to say about that. You can check everything I do at www.distractionnetwork.com. Until next time, take care. Be safe. Holla! I'm focused on that finish line. Developing a strong mind. Here's a goal. They stop making my kind. Yeah, I lose sleep, but it's alright, cause I'm on the grind.